and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A recent study conducted by our next guest's organization found that during this pandemic, one in three small businesses would have had to close all or part of their business if they had not had any digital tools as a part of their business model. While those empowered by digital tools were 4.5 times more likely to project revenue gains. Jack Ward is president of the Connected Commerce Council, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Jake, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, give us a little more information about the council. How long has it been around and what it is that you guys do?
The Connected Commerce Council, or as we frequently refer to it, 3C, is a relatively young organization. We began with the mission of helping small businesses have better access to digital tools and services and materials that would empower them and help them run their businesses. Increasingly, in the age of COVID, our mission has evolved to provide direct support to small businesses in the form of advocacy at a state and federal level, but also connecting small businesses with funding programs, state, federal, private grants and loan programs throughout the country that are helping small businesses weather the storm and get from today to tomorrow.
And now tell us more about this study that you guys recently conducted. Was this done very recently or right after the pandemic hit the small business community in March?
3C partnered with Google in early May to release a survey and ultimately a report on some of the indicators of resilience and potential success, as well as some of the threats that small businesses were facing as a result of COVID-19. And the social distance restrictions and quarantines that we were all sort of living through then and seem to be poised to be living through for several more months. Specifically, we were looking for any lessons that we could learn about the role of online tools and services and some of the best practices around taking brick and mortar stores and putting them online, or finding ways to run our small businesses with social distancing restrictions, in hopes that at some point relatively soon, we'll be able to give best practices on the road to recovery.
Were you able to identify the digital tools that provided the highest chance for success for these companies?
The type of tools that provide the most value depends on the type of business that's using them. For a retail brick and mortar store, digital advertising, certainly, customer relationship management software, certainly, but mostly you're talking about e-commerce, right? The ability to continue to sell goods through an online portal in the same way that you did at a brick and mortar store. For a restaurant, it's a different animal entirely. You're talking about logistics, you're talking about CRMs and advertising. What we did find, however, is that for those small businesses that were more digitally empowered, the more likely they were to be able to sustain during the initial months of the COVID-19 crisis.
Now, were there any surprises in this study? Were there a lot of companies, for example, that had not even considered using e-commerce, but certainly could have easily enough?
There were two remarkable findings. One is that nearly 75% of small businesses surveyed were optimistic that once we're on the other side of the COVID-19 crisis, business will return to normal. And that level of optimism isn't particularly surprising to us at 3C, because we work with small businesses every day. We understand that optimism and resolve is part of what makes a good and successful small business owner and operator, but it was heartening to see. The other thing that we saw that was remarkable is that the transition from periodic users of technology or even regular users but not core to their business model, that transition to more intense use of digital tools and services, whether it be online commerce or advertising, digital marketing, those types of platform uses, Instagram advertising, for example, was something that some small businesses did some of the time, but in the age of COVID, they were increasing the buys, they were doing it with more intensity and focus. They're not going back. They are eager to maintain that level of digital empowerment through the crisis and on the other side of the crisis, which says to us that is a level of digital transition that we've been talking about for 10 years and we've seen in the last 3 months.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jake Ward is president of the Connected Commerce Council. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.